Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. So before we get to anything that happened over the last weekend, I did want to ask you just kind of the follow-up on the Nico's Steakhouse investigation. The last we had heard from you, there was one person that your investigators were definitely trying to talk to and thinking that that would kind of unlock and explain the whole case. And the way I understand it is that maybe you talked to that person and it did not really clarify things. So where do we stand with investigating this poisoning?
Yeah, that one didn't pan out, so we're continuing the investigation, and so is the other agencies involved. They're continuing theirs as well.
So at this point, we basically don't know. We don't know deliberate, inadvertent, employee, other person. We just really don't know.
Correct.
But we do, I mean, I'm assuming the theory is still that it happened at the steakhouse, that it wasn't like these folks were in a house together or something like that.
Right, that's what we're looking at anyways, and right now it's so sketchy and it's so hard to prove, you know, if somebody can't.
We lost you there for just a second, Sheriff. I'm sorry, what was that last part? It's so hard to prove what?
If somebody went inside, tampered with something, if you don't have cameras on the food source and things like that, then it's going to be hard to prove.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I'll just say, we went there for Father's Day yesterday. I mean, you know, I figured, hey, now is the safest place ever, the safest time ever, you know, to go to a place, and it was great. So, you know, if somebody wants to know whether it's safe, I went. You know, I'll tell you, I went.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
and
good.
And the people who own it, the people who own it are great people, and they're working with us as best they can. And, you know, it's terrible that it happened, but, you know, they've got to get back in business and you know, they're, like I said, they're good people.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, something like this happens at your restaurant, and you're like, oh my God, what the, you know, and this is just, you know, how is this possible? And, they, you know, they seem to be good Christian folks and all this. Like, it's just such a bizarre story to have it happen there. How did the storm affect your deputies and your agents? You know, any particular, I don't know, stories or rescues or anything that had to be done that you can tell us about?
No, not any rescues or anything. Of course, you know, as usual, when there's that many lightnings, I lose power at the office, which is normal. But our emergency lines and everything stayed up, and we weren't down for long and went back to business. But, yeah, it got pretty nasty out there.
And it continues. It's kind of like, you know, I know what had hit, like, say, the Warrington area or Pensacola Beach on Thursday, but then we had power out, like, over the weekend in Milton because, you know, little different batches of storms hit different areas. But you're just saying that, generally speaking, from a law enforcement perspective, y'all haven't seen anything that's been especially out of the ordinary or storm-related?
Yeah, no, it's for us, unfortunately, living in the panhandle, it's normal to see trees down after a storm and things like that, but no injuries that we're aware of, so that's the main thing.
I also want to double check and make sure, because I heard a report earlier this morning that a law enforcement officer named Johnson, who drives a Charger, had been involved in an incident where they got hospitalized. And I just want to make sure, not you, different county, right?
Apparently a different county. It definitely wasn't me.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Many Johnson officers, you know, might be confused for each other. So I appreciate that. Last thing I want to do is, I know it's still July 1st, so it's still a little ways off, but not that soon. I mean, not that far. That's not even 2 weeks away. It is going to change the law where you no longer need to have a concealed carry permit in order to concealed carry. I assume you're getting asked about this, and I also assume a lot of people are very misinformed about what exactly takes place on July 1st. Am I right?
Yeah, on July 1st, if you are legally able to get a concealed weapons permit, then you're legally able to carry concealed without it. But that does not go into the vehicle. So, like, if you're carrying concealed inside of a vehicle, the old law still applies. It has to, if you don't have a concealed weapons permit, it needs to be in a snap holster or a zippered case, if I'm understanding the law correctly. But if you can legally possess and conceal a firearm with a concealed weapons permit, then you're eligible to do it without one as of July 1st.
Okay, so that's the first I've heard of that. You're saying that so what I had been interpreting it as is anyone who would be able to get a permit can behave as if they had one. You're saying that that's true, but not inside the car, that somebody can't have it, for example, like on the seat or in the boards next to them or that kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, and let me tell you, the law, I read it, and as most laws are, it's ambiguous in certain places. So I'll tell you this, our legal counsel read it and she put out a bulletin to all our deputies. So as of July 1st, they'll know how to act if they encounter somebody with a concealed weapon that doesn't have a permit. So we're trying to get everybody up to speed. But, you know, I'll tell you this much. Let me read. Don't tell anybody wrong, but I was under the impression that that the same old law applies for inside the vehicle, but don't quote me on that one. But if you're saying you read it and it didn't say that.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, you know, if your legal counsel read it and you saw different, could you send me that advisory? Because I'd be curious to know what their interpretation is. I want to make sure we tell people the right rule, right? Obviously. It seems to me like, see, I hadn't even aware of that wrinkle, but it seems like the biggest wrinkle is that people are going to think, well, now I can carry anywhere. Now I can take it to a bar. Take it to the legislature when it's in session. Or now, if I had a felony, I'm still allowed to carry a weapon. No, all of those rules still apply.
Yes, correct. If the rule applies to a person with a concealed weapons permit, it applies to you without one, obviously. So, no, you can't carry it on a military base. No, you can't carry it into a public meeting like a city hall or anything like that. Airports, you can't carry in airports. You can't carry in the courthouse. It all applies. It's the same as if you had a concealed weapons permit. You just don't have to go through the process now. So, they need to brush up on all the different places you cannot carry, and because those will apply to them.
You cannot take it to a school. You know, you can't take it to the college campus. You know, these are things that I fear people are going to run afoul of, because not being permit holders, they will not know the law. And also, just as a side note, if you don't have a concealed carry permit, you don't have any reciprocity in other states unless they also have permitless carry. So you can't just go somewhere. I mean, Alabama, you're fine because they have permitless carry. Right. But if you go to a state that has reciprocity with Florida and you don't actually have a permit, you can't be like, well, I'm from Florida. That's not going to do it for you, right?
So it's not. So, and that's another thing I would say to anybody wanting to carry concealed. Look at the different states that have the constitutional carry, and those are the ones you can carry in. But you said if you go to some place that does not have constitutional carry, it does not apply to you. You will get arrested for carrying a concealed firearm, and you don't want a felony on your record. So that's something you definitely need to brush up on. And I tell a lot of people, you know, go ahead and get the permit. It's cheap.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not a long, drawn-out process. And then you're totally covered. You can go to all the other states that have reciprocity with a lot, and you don't have to worry about it.
And also, no open carry. That's not going to be allowed either. So just,
open carry part did not pass.
That's right. We'll keep telling people this because I know people are going to mess this up, and I want as few of them as possible to do it. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the good information. Thanks for keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.